This is the Sakar Muli of 9th of March 2026. Essence. Sweet children, just as the Father's part is to benefit everyone, so you too must become benefactors like the Father. Benefit yourselves and everyone else. Question. On seeing which one of the children's specialities is Bapdada very pleased? Answer. When poor children send a rupee or half a rupee to the Yagya, they say, Baba, give me a palace in return for this. Baba says, children, even this one rupee will be accumulated in Shiv Baba's treasure store, and you will receive a palace for 21 births. There is the example of Sudama. You children receive the sovereignty of the world without spending as much as a shell. Baba is very pleased to see this speciality of the poor children. Song. Having found you, we have found the whole world. Everything, the earth and the sky, all belong to us. Om Shanti. You sweetest children, understand that you are now receiving your unlimited inheritance from Baba. Children say, Baba, by following your Srimat, we are once again receiving our unlimited inheritance from you. This is not a new thing. You children have received this knowledge. You understand that you continue to receive the inheritance of the land of happiness every cycle. You have to take 84 births every cycle. We truly do claim our inheritance for 21 births from the unlimited Father, and then we gradually lose it. The Father has explained that this play is eternally predestined. You children have this guarantee. You also know that you have a lot of happiness in the drama. At the end of it, you receive sorrow from Ravan. At the moment, there are only a few of you. As you progress further, there will be a lot of expansion. You are changing from humans into deities. You definitely know in your hearts that you claim your inheritance from the Father every cycle. Those who come and take this knowledge will understand that they have received the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world from the Father, the ocean of knowledge. Only the Father is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier who purifies the impure, that is, the one who takes you into liberation and liberation in life. Only at this time do you know this. Many people have adopted gurus. Eventually, they will even let go of those gurus and come and take this knowledge. You too have now received this knowledge. You understand that you were ignorant before this. How does the world cycle turn? You didn't know anything about who Shiv Baba is or who Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are. You now know that you were the masters of the world, and so your intellects should have very high intoxication. Continue to remember the Father and the world cycle, Alpha and Beta. The Father explains, before this you didn't know anything. You neither knew the Father nor his creation. People in the world neither know the Father nor the beginning, the middle or the end of creation. You have now become Brahmins from Shudras. The Father is talking to all of you children. There are so many children and so many centers. Now more centers will open. The father explains, "Previously, you didn't know anything. You now understand number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You also understand that you are now being made pure from impure by the Father." Other people continue to call out, whereas you are incognito. They speak of the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, but they don't know who is teaching them. These things are not written in any of the scriptures. That same God of the Gita, Shiva, came and taught you children Raja Yoga. This enters your intellects. You must have studied the Gita. You now understand that the path of this knowledge is completely separate. All the titles that those of the Vidut Mandali receive from studying the knowledge of the scriptures are based on the scriptures of the path of devotion. This knowledge is not in those. Only the Father comes and gives you this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. The Father has come and opened the locks on your intellects. You know what you were previously and what you have now become. The whole cycle has entered your intellects. You didn't understand this in the beginning. Day by day, your third eye of knowledge continues to open very well. People don't know when God came, or who it was that came and spoke the knowledge of the Gita. You children now know this. You have the knowledge of the whole cycle in your intellects. Everything in the picture is explained so clearly about how you go onto the path of sin, when you are defeated, and how you come down the ladder. There is the ladder of 84 births. You now know how you go up and down the ladder, who the purifier is, and who made you impure. You now know this, whereas they continue to sing, "Purifier." They don't understand when the kingdom of Ravan begins, or when they become impure. This knowledge is for those who belong to the original, eternal, deity religion. The Father says, "I establish the original, eternal, deity religion." No one except the Father can explain the history and geography of the world to you. This is like a story for you. We are now studying the history and geography of how we receive the kingdom and how we then lose it. This is an unlimited aspect. Only the Father gives the knowledge of how we go around the cycle of 84 births, how we were the masters of the world, and how Ravan then snatches our kingdom away from us. People celebrate Dashera, burning of an effigy of Ravan, but they don't have any of this knowledge, just as you too didn't have this knowledge. However, now that you have this knowledge, you are very happy. Knowledge brings happiness. You have this unlimited knowledge in your intellects. The Father is now filling your aprons. They say, "Fill our aprons." To whom do they say this? They don't say this to the sages or holy men, etc. They say this to the innocent Lord Shiva. They ask him for alms. There is now no limit to your happiness. You should have a great deal of happiness. You have so much knowledge in your intellects. You receive the inheritance of unlimited happiness from the unlimited Father. Now benefit yourselves and others. Benefit everyone. Previously, you all only continued to cause a loss and harm for one another because you were following devilish dictates. You are now following Srimad, and so you have to benefit yourselves. Your heart's desire is that everyone should study this unlimited knowledge and that centers should continue to open. Children say, Baba, give us an exhibition, give us a projector, and we will open the center. We will make others experience the unlimited happiness that we have received from this knowledge, which has made the mercury of our happiness rise. According to the drama, this effort also continues. The Father has come to make Bharat into heaven once again. You understand that you were previously residents of hell and that you are now becoming residents of heaven. Constantly continue to turn this cycle around in your intellects. By doing this, you will have constant happiness. You should also have the intoxication of explaining to others. We are receiving this knowledge from the Father. It is your duty, Dharma, to show this path to your brothers and sisters who don't know about it. Just as the Father's part is to benefit everyone, so our parts too are to become benefactors for everyone. Baba has made us into benefactors, and we therefore benefit ourselves and others too. The Father says, go to such and such a center and do service. Don't just sit in one place and do service. The cleverer someone becomes, the more interested he becomes in going to do service everywhere. Such and such a new center has opened, and you know who is serviceable, who is obedient and faithful, and who follows all orders. On the path of ignorance, too, a father becomes displeased with unworthy children. The unlimited Father says, I explain to you in a very ordinary way. There is no question of being afraid about this. Whoever does this will receive the reward of it. There is no question of giving a curse or of being displeased. The Father explains, why should you not serve well and benefit yourselves and others? The more you benefit others, the more pleased Baba becomes with you. Baba will see that this flower in the garden is so good. All of those are in this flower garden. In order to see the garden, they say, Baba, I will go on a tour of the centers and see what type of flowers they are and how they do service. It is only by going there that you can tell how much they dance in happiness. They come and tell Baba, Baba, I explained to so-and-so in this way. Today I brought my husband and brother. I explained to him how Baba has come and how he is now making our lives as valuable as diamonds. When they hear this, they too will want to see it. Therefore, when children have enthusiasm, they bring others. You should know the history and geography of the world. You can judge for yourselves how Bharat was the master of the whole world. Look at its condition now. There was so much happiness in the golden and silver ages. Baba is now making you into the masters of the world once again. You know that there will be a great deal of upheaval in the world at the end. War is not going to stop. War is taking place somewhere or other all the time. Wherever you look, there is just fighting everywhere. There is so much upheaval everywhere. Look at what is happening abroad. They don't understand what they are doing. There are so many storms and people continue to die. This is a world of so much sorrow. You children know that you are now about to leave this world of sorrow. Baba is giving you patience. He tells you that this is a dirty world and that in a short time we will rule the world peacefully. You should be happy about this, should you not? Centers continue to open. When new centers open, Baba writes to the good children and tells them to go there. Baba also writes the names of those who are seated in his heart. Many are benefited. Many children write, "Baba, I am in bondage." If a good center is opened somewhere, many can go there and claim their inheritance. You also know that all of this is going to be destroyed, and so why should you not use everything you have in order to benefit everyone? Such are their parts in the drama. Each one of you is playing your own part. There is mercy for them. Let me help a little in making others become free from bondage. Let them claim their inheritance. The father is so concerned because everyone is burning on the pyre of lust. The whole world has become a graveyard. It is said, Allah comes and awakens everyone in the graveyard and takes them back home. This one now understands how Ravan defeated him. Previously, he didn't understand this. He was a millionaire jeweler, and he had so many children. He would have had that intoxication, would he not? He now understands that he was completely impure. No matter how much of a millionaire or billionaire someone in the old world is, it is all worth shells. It is now about to finish. Maya too is so powerful. The father says, children, open a center and many will benefit. Those who are poor awaken quickly, whereas scarcely any wealthy ones awaken. They remain engrossed in their own happiness. Maya has taken total control of them all. When you explain to them, they do understand, but how can they let go? They become afraid that they will have to let go of everything like us. If it is not in their fortune, they cannot continue. It is as though it is difficult for them to become liberated from that. In time, they will have disinterest and realize that this truly is a dirty world. However, the things of there will be left there. Only a handful out of multi-millions emerge. Hundreds of people come to Bombay, and some of them become colored. They feel that they should do something for the future, so that in place of shells, they will receive diamonds. The father explains, transfer all your bags and baggage for heaven. There you will receive a kingdom for 21 births. Some send a rupee or even half a rupee. The father says, if even one rupee of yours is accumulated in Shiv Baba's treasure store, you will receive a palace for 21 births. There is the example of Sudama. Baba becomes very pleased on seeing such children. You children receive world sovereignty without any expense. There is no war, etc. there. Those people fight so much over just a small piece of land. You are simply told, man, man above. That's all. There is no need to come and sit here. While walking and moving around, remember the father and the inheritance. Maintain your happiness. Your food and drink have to be pure. You souls also understand to what extent you have to become pure, so that you can go and take birth as a prince. As you progress further, the condition of the world is going to become much worse. There won't be enough food to eat, and you will have to start to eat grass. You won't say then that you can't survive without butter. You won't receive anything. Even now, in so many places, people are surviving on grass. You are sitting very comfortably in Baba's home. In a home, the father would first feed his children. The world now is very bad. You are sitting here in great happiness. Simply remember the father and the inheritance. Bring benefit to yourselves and others. Later they will come by themselves. Their fortune will awaken. It has to awaken. The unlimited kingdom has to be established. Each one of you makes effort as you did in the previous cycle. You children should maintain a lot of happiness. As soon as you see Bapdada's picture, you should have goose pimples of happiness. Let that mercury of happiness stay permanently high. Accha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dana 1. In order to maintain constant happiness, keep this unlimited knowledge in your intellects. Fill your aprons with the jewels of this knowledge and benefit yourselves and others. Become very, very clever with this knowledge. 2. In order to claim your fortune of the kingdom for your future 21 births, transfer all your bags and baggage. Create methods to attain liberation from this dirty world. Blessing. May you remain merged in love for the One Father, and by constantly experiencing the stage of ascent, become an embodiment of success. The main basis of success in service and your stage of ascent is to have unbroken love for the Father. Do not let yourself see anything except the One Father. Have Baba in your thoughts, Baba in your words, and Baba's company in your actions too. When a soul merged in love says even one word, then that word of love ties other souls in a bond of love too. The one word Baba from such souls merged in love works like magic. They become spiritual magicians. Slogan: A yogi soul is one who is introverted and stable in the form of light and might. Abhyakt signal. Make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. Remain constantly accurate in the duty you have been given. Everyone sees those who are accurate in their duties as being faithful. Here too, those who remain accurate in the service they do are faithful to the Father. One is to have complete faith in the Father, and the other is to be faithful to the Father in the service you do. Such faithful children whose intellects have faith are constantly victorious, and they remain carefree. Om Shanti.